It's on the back there. Lucio
Jacobel.
Lucio Jacobel. Now, who has their name on a bottle of Montauk rum? Anybody? Raise your hand. All right.
How are you?
There's a man who's raising his hand. I'm good. And you?
I am wonderful. Wonderful. Beautiful day here in Southampton.
All righty. Good. And it's a good day to have some Montauk rum.
Yes, sir.
So tell us about the brand.
So Montauk rum came about once we launched Hampton Rum Company. So Hampton Rum Company was out of West Hampton Beach, and we needed a place to distill it. We were doing it in West Hampton Beach. Sandy came about, took our legs out from under us. So we started producing it out of Colorado, Mile High Spirits out of Colorado. A friend of mine said, don't lose your traction, come out here, we'll distill it for you. After a couple of years of distilling out in Colorado, we now have found another distributor, distiller, out in Greenport. And we will be launching in late September, early October. We'll be producing and staging or aging in Riverhead. So here's our product. We have two brands. One is Sunburn, which you see right here, which is a cinnamon infused. And we have Black Sail, which is a four-year-old aged rum, an American oak out of Kentucky. The oak is out of Kentucky. Everything is U.S. made and branded, other than the label. The label was a designer out of Australia. Notice the lovely label, the Montauk Lady and True Montauk Lighthouse, but Long Island within the body. So that's a cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What brought you to this kind of business?
A labor of love, making it a bathtub rum, and you were called the rum guy, and finally someone said, why don't you bottle it and produce it? And here we are, 4 years later, again, beautiful Southampton.
It was a saying, I don't know what the answer is, maybe you do, but just came to my mind, rum runners. There, I think it was a time when, people were running the rum, prohibition with the Scotch?
So that's how the name Montauk, we used the name Montauk. Rum runners were actually on the coast or the end of the world, if you will, out of Montauk. They would go 3 miles out, grab the whiskey from Canada, bring it into Long Island, or actually, and the rum runners.